from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I mean, that's Captain America status. I feel like he has every record, every Olympic record. Now we have to get him his fourth gold. That'd be the most as a men's player also. But, you know, he's a hard worker, man. You know, now that we're teammates, I get to see behind the scenes, and all he cares about is hoops. He loves it 24/7. That's all he does.
Devin Booker on Kevin Durant. Team USA cruises.
Yeah. No one shows up on a super team that doesn't need him like Kevin Durant.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Just saying.
Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher, joined by Carl Jones, sports anchor and reporter for News 4 Buffalo, from Rochester to Buffalo, and now joining us on the airwaves, sitting right here at training camp. What's up, Carl?
Man, I'm grateful you guys got me on, man. I'm so happy to be here.
Happy to have you on. I mean, I'll wait to talk
Don't
Syracuse. We'll wait. We'll do Bills first. We can do the Olympics,
you,
too.
Get out of the way now. Get it out of the way.
Out
now.
Of the way. We got a lot. We got a long segment here, Joe. We could talk a lot of Syracuse. We just, I don't know if you know this, Joe.
Hour.
We just had a Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer going. Dwight Freeney.
Right. Right.
More than just a basketball school this way,
That's right?
Right. Football school.
Who's the next one?
Might be a minute. Might be a minute.
Might be a few minutes.
Aronde Gadsden. Aronde Gadsden Jr. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, all right, we'll do that in a minute. Let's chat Bills if you want. All right, man, Olympics, I mean, the basketball team, are they going to be challenged?
They haven't shown any signs. I mean,
the scare against South Sudan, and that's it.
There were pre-tournament games that were like, okay, it's a little off here, and then Olympics showed up, and they've been dominating.
Yeah, I mean, they dominated Serbia in the exhibition and pool play. They got them up next. And then on the other side, I know Germany's over there. They'll take on France, so it's going to be interesting.
France will be interesting. They'll make them play bigger, probably, with 2 7-footers, although Gobert didn't play yesterday. I'll say this about the Olympic basketball. I really thought Canada had the talent to push them, but two things happened to them. One, I think Jamal Murray, their second-best player, showed up out of shape and couldn't play and was terrible. And two, they got the worst matchup imaginable because they have all guards and they played France with Wembanyama.
Yeah.
That's a bad matchup when you're a small team. So I think that helped. You know, that was probably, to me, the team that could have pushed them a little.
I will say, though, I'm kind of mad that Devin Booker called Kevin Durant Captain America, because I was going with the look Captain America for LeBron. So I got a little hurt by that. I'm not going to lie.
That was trending the other day. Look Captain America.
I was going to say, like, I feel like if anybody gets that title, it's got to be LeBron. Right? Fine. Scoring title?
I think so.
But, I mean, Kevin Durant, what he's done for Team USA.
Sure.
I know LeBron has taken off a few Olympics because he's been battling injuries during those summers. But I give Kevin Durant his flowers. But I was upset that he gave him that title yesterday.
Okay, so on their basketball reference pages, there's no Captain America on Durant's like basketball reference page, but the I think it's the 13th nickname on LeBron's basketball Jeez. Reference page is Captain LaMerica.
I can rock with that.
Captain LaMerica.
That definitely flows.
Do you know the other ones?
The other 13
How many of
nicknames?
His nicknames do you know?
The Chosen okay. One, King
That's on
James.
Here. Yep. LBJ is on here. That's almost cheating. It's just initials.
That's fine.
Right?
L-Train.
L-Train. That's like eighth on here. That's good. All right, here are the others. Bron Bron.
Okay.
The Little Emperor.
Come on.
I've never heard
nah,
that
never
one.
Heard that one.
The Akron Hammer.
Yes.
Okay. And then Benjamin Buckets.
That's a stretch. I don't know if I heard that
I mean,
one.
It's just good.
Benjamin Buckets?
It's good, but yeah. All right. Anyway, Carl's from Cleveland. He's a Cavs fan.
Yep.
Cleveland everything. They going to get Ayuk or what?
Nah, I don't think they'll be able to pull it off. I think he wants to be a Steeler at his heart. I think he has an infatuation with Mike Tomlin for whatever the case may be. So I think if he doesn't stay in San Francisco, because I know they like to drag out their negotiations. They did the same thing with Debo, Fred yep. Warner, George Kittle, Nick Bosa.
Trent Williams
yes.
doing that now.
He's holding out, yeah, holding in as well. Nick Bosa didn't get done until September. I remember that one 2 years ago, and that got really, really nasty. This one's a little bit more public than Ayuk was.
Yep.
I mean, Ayuk is currently. But if I had to guess right now, gun to my head, I would probably say he stays a 49er.
Do you think wow. if we were a year from right now that the Bills would be in on this? Because the cap situation is the cap. The team in transition, you know, there's a lot of other factors. There's context here. But do you think a year from now, I mean, that's tough because that's almost forecasting, like the receivers don't work out. But just if the cap were in a different spot, that the Bills would be on these calls?
I would say so. I think that he's a player who may not be top five-ish, but I've been a big Ayuk fan for the past 2 or 3 years or so. I know everyone talks about how they have the Avengers over there with Debo, Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey. But he's the one guy that I think makes it all work because he's the only one that really separates on third down, like the one-on-one guy. Put him on the line of scrimmage, X receiver, and go win. That's not Debo's strength. That's not George Kittle's strength. And I think that that type of receiver transcends any offense. And you put him in Buffalo right now. You put him on a line of scrimmage. I don't need motion. I don't need any gimmick to get you open. Hey, man, just go beat the guy across from you. He can do that. And I think that the Bills had that with Stephon Diggs. And whatever the case may be over the past, the last two seasons tailed off in the back end of the year. But that's the type of guy, any offense in the league, he'll make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of his for a couple of years now. And anybody that does the separation he does, he also – I saw someone point out that once Tomlin sees the cut-ups of Ayuk run blocking versus George Pickens run blocking, like, yeah. get that guy over here right away.
Yeah.
And maybe try and get Pickens to block like Ayuk does, but whatever.
Also, Pittsburgh. If he, like Carl, you just said you think he might end up staying a 49er. If that happens, I'm never going to be able to talk about receiver rumors again because I feel like you're just going to be ready to go with it. Ayuk was on the market and didn't leave.
Debo asked for a trade. He didn't get traded.
I need him to get traded just for my own sanity in the future of being able to think, okay, this guy actually could get traded.
Yeah, they don't move much.
Right.
All right. So, Carl, what do you see about this group, these receivers? You've been impressed by Keon Coleman in his first training camp here?
Yeah, I've liked what I've seen so far. He's fit the bill so far in terms of athleticism, playing above the rim. The social media clips, I know the other day, the one over Christian Benford was definitely encouraging to see. The group as a whole, though, I think will find a way to make it work. And when I was driving down here today, I was just thinking about the receiver room. And I think Mac Hollins is the one who's kind of taking me by surprise, not because he doesn't wear socks and shoes and that's his own thing. But I think he brings something to the table that is unique to how offenses run in 2024. Think of 15 years ago, everyone wants to run spread offenses, get the little guys on the field, spread you out, go east and west. Defenses come back and say we're going to get smaller, a linebacker and safety. One way that I've seen offenses do over the past 2-3 years or so to clap back at that, how about we get these bigger receivers, put them in the slot so they can dig out some of those nickels, those safeties, and help out in the run game a little bit. Think about what the San Francisco 49ers, Juan Jennings, Josh Reynolds in Detroit last year, Puka Nacua, all of these bigger guys, who when you bring him on the field, you're like, hey, man, he can run routes, but he can also be a quasi tight end and be that type of guy. Mac Hollins, I think, is going to play more than people expect, and that type of role is infectious. Once you see a guy do that in the receiver room, you're not going to be the guy on film on Monday morning like, man, Mac Hollins was blocking downfield, and I just Olay the guy.
Yeah,
I think that's infectious and contagious to the rest of the room. He's going to be maybe not the top five reasons why the Bills are successful this year, but it will be one of, for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, as you say that, I'm thinking about all the times you heard, think about Kincaid like a receiver. You're almost saying think about Hollins like a tight end in some way.
In some way.
And some of these big slots that they have. And Keon Coleman, a lot of the pre-draft stuff was the idea that he might be one of those big slots. that might be his best role. I'm not sure that's what the Bills are going to use for him, but that's something that people think he can do quite well.
And I get it. Receivers get paid because they catch the ball, catch touchdowns, and get open. But down the list, of when you look at the best offenses in the league, A.J. Brown's not scared to get his face dirty and get in there and block. When you think about the Rams, the 49ers, the Lions, the Dolphins are their own little beast, but they tend to tail off in the end of the season for a reason. The receivers tend to block a little bit better, and I think that's something that will carry over this year. I know it's not sexy to talk about receivers blocking, yeah, but I think it is important.
Is it kind of the overall, though, maybe of their last two off seasons with 12 personnel as an idea, and then also the receiver point that we're talking about here that, like, we, I think I don't necessarily want them to run the ball a lot, but I feel pretty comfortable about their ability as a run team, and maybe that's because, right, like, you've got Kincaid and Hollins and Coleman, you have these bigger bodies that are going to be blocking corners.
Yeah, I don't know about the volume of rushing attempts going up, but the effectiveness will go up. When you're a defense and you see a Mac Hollins on the field, you're like, oh, 11 personnel, three receivers, let's roll our nickel out there. Well, the Bills are like, hey, we trust Mac Hollins against a lot of backers. So we have...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Confidence that we can run our version of 12 personnel with him on the field. So I think that's something that parlays. There's a lot of teams that run 12 personnel in general. That usage is going up regardless. Yeah. But that's their version of it a little bit.
What kind of defense – we talked with Chris Brown a half hour ago. We talked about how the Jets gave the Bills – have given the Bills more problems defensively than any other team they face. I agree with that. And, you know, schematics of it I might not know. Whenever the Bills play the Jets, the way I see it is the Jets play the Bills like we're not at all afraid of your skill players in any way. You know, Diggs is Diggs, but after that, the Jets have no fear of the Bills. They kind of do whatever they want. I wonder with this group, if you think there's a type of defense, a type of team, whether it's the Jets, whether it's another one out there. The Chiefs just had a great defense last year. Is there a type of defense you think could give this team a lot of trouble?
The Chiefs under the old iteration when they had Legarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie, we'll see. I know the Chiefs do a really good job of developing DBs, so we'll see if they can develop another Legarius Sneed. But last year they had two otherworldly corners where you can literally say, hey, go guard your guy. We'll worry about everything else. So if you think a Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman or Curtis Samuel are your best guys to get open, we'll throw McDuffie on you, we'll throw Legarius Sneed on you, and we dare someone else to get open and make a play. And if they do it, I want to do it on first down, second down, third down. We're going to get in your face. We saw what they did to the 49ers in the Super Bowl, who kind of play the same type of everybody eats mantra, except they got all pros to
yeah,
do it.
Studs.
So that type of style of defense where the DBs aren't scared of anyone. There's not a lot of defenses like that, though. The trend in 2024 is more zone, more passive. Keep playing an umbrella shell. But when you run into the postseason, you run into those really, really darn good defenses for sure.
How about on the Bills' defense and at corner for them? We just had, referencing the Chris Brown conversation, he said if Elam keeps playing in the preseason like he does in camp, how do you not start him? He's been that dynamic. And it's tough, right, because I saw another graph this weekend, like separation prevented last season where Benford's like one of the five best guys in the league. And Douglas, of course, had an amazing second half. So how do you see their corner room right now? And that might be the number one position on the team to say, hey, good problem to have, because it feels like there are three guys that you'd all want to see on the field.
Great problem I have. Obviously, as my background as a DB, I just get goosebumps every single time I'm going out there and watching the DBs for sure. But I don't know. On one hand, though, I do think of the locker room, and I know that's from our perspective, we don't know what's going on in there. But if you're Bobby Babich and Sean McDermott, who's someone who's played Christian Benford the past 2 years and has done a darn good job out there, how do you just relegate him to the sideline when you say, hey, I saw what Kyrie Elam did for 3 months? That's tough to go over in the locker room to a certain extent. But I'm seeing the same thing Chris Brown has seen over the past 2 months or so, man. Kyrie has really looked different as a cornerback out there. He looks more confident. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that I point to, you know how they say a confident quarterback has quiet feet? The same thing goes for a cornerback. When you watch him at the line of scrimmage, he's not as panicking as much. He's just kind of just reacting a little bit. And you can tell with his play. And there's not as many – he had a couple PIs here, but they're not as – bad as what they were his first 2 years here. Those were pretty rough.
Do you feel like, as a former defensive back, do you feel like it was a mistake? Is it his rookie year they put the oven mitts on him or whatever because he's getting too grabby? Like, it's on some level, that's embarrassing. You know, I know you're trying to steer him in the right direction, but I think one of the things about Elam has been how he was coached, because that is something that is different this time. He is a different position coach, and could that be part of what's at work about getting the best out of him?
I haven't talked to Kyrie about this specifically, but I do think there is something to being overcoached. I think that especially at that position where it's so mental. I know that everyone thinks about the freakish athletic gifts that you need to play cornerback, and I get it. To be one of those guys, you do need to be a dude. But it's so mental because you're going to get beat. The technique isn't going to work every single down, but you have to fall back on that even when it doesn't work or when it's not successful, because it's more about the process than the production at corner specifically, because you can have 9 great plays and no one here is going to notice, but the one time that your technique falters, we are going to notice. So that is – it is – I would say with a new coaching staff, he might be giving him a little bit more freedom. Like, hey, man, I don't want you to be as rigid at the line of scrimmage or thinking about all these things. Play to your technique. Play to what you're strong at. And we'll worry about everything else when we get back to the film room.
Yeah. Is it also, too, with him, like, there's this natural ball, I wonder how you would think about the term ball hawk mentality on that, because they kind of already have that with Douglas on the other side. He's been that his whole career. And I don't know, just, like, in my mind thinking, man, if Elam – and this is no slight to Christian Benford at all. And he's had some picks, too. He had one in the Week 18 game against Miami. But, man, the plays Elam makes, the plays Douglas makes, if you can get him to have this level of consistency where you have two corners on the field at all times that can take the ball away, like, that is something that is very different from Bill's corners of past years.
Yeah, for sure. The Rasul Douglas thing is all mental. I mean, the way he plays cornerback, I'm like, dude, I don't know why you did that or how you had the courage to do it, but shout out to you for even trying that. And I think that that comes with time. Some guys are just born like that. And think about Marcus Peters all those years. He was getting beat a lot. But you know what? In his mind, he was like,
yeah,
I'm going to go get an interception.
Is Trayvon Diggs a little bit of this in Dallas?
Same way. Yeah. Same type of just quick play mentality.
Chances.
Take chances, and it is what it is. It takes a cornerback's coach and a DC to have faith in you to be like, all right, man, like, I'll be okay with you playing this style because I have faith that you can take the ball away. But some coaches are a lot more rigid. I mean, I've played under coaches in my day that are the same exact way.
They have a quarterback that plays that way sometimes, you know? Like,
yeah.
Go out there and do your thing, man. You're going to make some mistakes, but we'll live with it. So, yeah. Do they have enough pass rush, this team? And are you seeing what we all hope to see out of Vaughn, which is, you know, a return to maybe be what he is?
I think that's my biggest concern through camp so far. The receivers aren't really a big concern for me. I think they'll figure out a way. As long as you have 17 back there, you'll get into the party, like the postseason. I don't know how long you're going to be boogieing on the dance floor, but you're going to get to the party with Josh Allen as your quarterback. How long we're going to be boogieing is based off the pass rush. And as we've seen over the past 4 or 5 postseasons here in Buffalo, that's kind of been the biggest drawback. They haven't been able to get to Joe Burrow. They haven't been able to get to Patrick Mahomes. And Von Miller looks more athletic. I think some of that is the brace being on. I mean, you ever try to turn a corner with a brace on, it ain't the easiest thing in the world. It is also hard at camp because they're not touching Josh Allen. I mean, no one wants to touch him. At this, no one's trying to lose nine figures back there. But that's my biggest concern, and however they alleviate that, whether that's bringing more pressure with Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard, whatever the case may be, he looks better. I just don't know if it's the Hall of Fame bomb that they brought in 2 years ago.
Carl Jones, WIVB, Channel 4 in Buffalo. All right, 9-3 for Cuse. Joe, if you want to take off, that's fine. 9-3, Fran Brown. We went out and got all these transfers, stud players. Can he coach is the question.
And does that even matter? Because I just talked about this in the break with someone. In the ACC, if you're just an amazing recruiter and maybe you're leaving something's lacking coach-wise, can that still work in the ACC?
You look at Miami, they've recruited really well, and they haven't really been great. Now, the expectations in Miami are a little bit different than upstate New York.
Okay.
I'm excited, though. Like, I'm not saying this because I'm an alumni. I'll be excited about anything, but the proof is in the pudding with college football especially. Man, recruiting goes so, so far, especially with the guys that they brought in. No Clemson this year, no Florida State. I'm an Ohio guy, so I watched Kyle McCord last year with Ohio State. Whatever shortcomings he may have, don't think those would be exposed in the ACC.
Yeah.
Rondae Gadsden, losing him last year kind of derailed the offense. He was huge. I mean, he's an NFL guy.
Yep.
I don't know what position exactly, but he's going to play on Sundays next year and for the foreseeable future. Deuce Chestnut comes back from LSU with however that situation transpired. I'm actually really, really excited. And once again, you only go West Coast once, so you go out to Cal. Hopefully we can take them down. You get Miami at home late in the year. There's a little bit of a stretch in the middle of the year that you're like, all right, stay healthy through on that. But no Clemson or Florida State is huge.
Are you playing the college football game?
Oh, I'm not playing the college football game. Listen, I went to bed at like 2 a.m. last night. All right, Syracuse, we're on our second natty already. We're balling. Listen, I love the game. I've talked to a couple of the Bills players. They're excited as well. I mean, part of the reason I'm playing because I didn't get the privilege of being it. Like the years that the game was gone, I was supposed to be in it. Wasn't fortunate enough to be in the NFL, so I was never going to be in that. But I'm reliving my dreams as if I was still in college again, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Can you create yourself?
Nah, not this year. So, I mean, you can do a road to glory, so I can do like a.
Okay, yeah, sure.
But I'm at quarterback. Like, it's a little different. Like, I didn't.
Yeah.
My quarterback dream stopped in eighth grade, so I don't know if that's me for sure.
Does 9 wins get them in the playoff? They probably need 11? 10?
ACC, because the schedule's not as strong, you'll need, I would say, 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
That's going to be tough.
The idea of getting it, I mean, the playoff.
12 get in? I mean.
It's 12. I mean.
There's not going to be 12 11-win teams. But there's going to be how many 9-win SEC teams.
Right.
That, yeah.
Like, are you taking a 9-win LSU or a 10-win Syracuse? That's going to be the.
See, everyone that said we're not going to have debates anymore about, like, that right there, that will be a full day.
Because, I mean, if you're the SEC and the Big Ten, I want four of my teams in no matter what every single year. We're playing a darn near NFL schedule every weekend. No offense to you, ACC and Big 12, like, y'all playing darn group of five teams from our perspective. So, yeah, the debate didn't stop once they went to 12. It's going to get bigger and better.
Yeah. Carl Jones, thanks, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate
always
it.
A pleasure. We'll get a break in. Practice rolling in about 15 minutes.
One little update. We just saw on the turf field over here, Andy Isabella was warming up with like a sleeve on his
leg.
Okay,
good news.
So he looks like he'll be out there.
He was carted off on Monday.
Right.
And left with trainers. All right, very good news. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher. Back in a moment here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.